So, where is Alex and Blanca? Ilya sipped from her glass, scanning her red-rimmed eyes over the countertop. I gave them the day off. The congressman finally came back, so he'll be helping us a little more directly, moving forward. He sipped his drink as he turned to her, elbow propping his chin off the bar top.
Spadero?
She asked.
Yeah, so Sander has his hands tied. What did he report regarding our little ghost?
I don't know any more than you do. She sipped her drink again, wrapping her left arm around his torso.
Well, would it be the worst thing?
Yeah, it would. He brought his voice low.
Yeah, you're probably.
She nearly brought her glass to the bar top as her fingers trembled around it, ice clattering inside. She smiled as she turned her head mechanically to the right side of the bar, as if she sensed something off. Kulain looked behind her, trying to figure out what had her in such alarm. The only thing he noticed was a couple of people. Nothing out of the ordinary there, but what would really have Ilya in such ire? And then he noticed a man. This man was shorter than those around him and had a very sturdy body in his suit. There were scars on his face. Kulain looked closer, and he saw a striking resemblance to the kid that showed up in his email.
Ilya.
His hand reached her collar and pulled her close, whispering softly in her ear. She turned to him.
Is that him? Please don't be him, because this just became damn near impossible if it is.